dozen roses, glass of wine, slippers and PJs, feeling fine. Advice is nice. It's advice by the fireplace with Delilah Karen.
CJLO 6090. There it is. Welcome to Advice by the Fireplace with me, Dan Lila Karen. Welcome to another show, another episode. It's time for us. It's time for compassion. It's time for understanding. And it's time for love. If it's okay with you, I want to talk about love for a second. I hope you're lucky enough to have love in your life. To hug. To kiss. To put tongue in ear. To raspberry their belly button. To sniff an armpit. To find a grub in their scalp and just pop it in the old gullet. And to caress. These are ways we show love. And that's important. But it's important to speak love as well. That's why I want you to tell the person you love that you love them. I want you to look them in the eye and say, I love you. Whisper it, ever so quietly. Just mouth it, quiet enough that your lover can hear your mouth sounds. I want you to whisper it, and then I want you to shout it. Yell it at the top of your lungs. Take a bullhorn and yell it out the window. Yell it in a movie theater. Yell it in a kindergarten class. Make sure your partner hears you. Make sure they know you love them. Scream at them. Scream I love you to your partner. Really get in their face and scream it at them. Scream at them so hard that a bit of spittle flies out of your mouth and hits your lover on the face. Grab your lover by the shoulders and gently shake them back and forth. I love you. I love you. With each shake. Write a song for them. Perform it on an acoustic guitar. With unwavering eye contact. Sit close to them. Real close. Have your lover sit on a piece of paper that says, I love you. So your lover absorbs it through their bottom. Show them you love them. Tell them you love them. And most importantly, sit your lover in front of the radio. I'm talking inches away from the speaker. Crank the volume and tune in to Advice by the Fireplace here at CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, North America, Earth. And speaking of Earth, where's he gonna go? A lot of segues I could do there. But speaking of Earth, we have two of the greatest comedians on Earth on this big, round, blue planet. Some of it's green. Not anymore. Climate change. Let's introduce them. Two incredible comedians. The first one, sitting to my right. A wonderful man. A funny man. Please welcome to the show, Jonathan Borello.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good. I love you, Daniel. I want you to know that.
Wow. Positivity right up top.
Felt right.
Well, let me wait no longer. I love you too, John.
Stop.
I love you too. I have it in my notes. I'm not just saying it because you said it. I have it written right here.
Somehow, the fact that it's less spontaneous, it's more meaningful.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
For most things. Mm. That's why, you know, you plan a beautiful vacation for your lover. That's romantic.
It is.
You surprise them with tickets to Hawaii. I have things to do tomorrow.
Totes agree.
Thank you, John. Totes agree. And speaking of totes, this next guest is totes terrific. Is that? Didn't sound right. But I love him. You'll love him too. Another wonderful comedian. Please welcome to the show, Wasim El Munzer.
Totes, hello to everybody. I love both of you.
I love you too, Wasim.
Once you get up and you look under your chairs, you'll notice there is, in fact, a piece of paper that does say, I love. I forgot the you part, but it's more about the love, I think.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter who the love is to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as there is love. There's a lot of love in this room right now.
Like six.
It's thick with it.
Sick level six love.
It's thick with love in here. I can't even see my computer screen because of all the thick, nasty love in this room.
Mm. So we've got to open up a window and let some of the love out.
Let's crack a window.
Share it.
Also, because there is a raging fire in here, it can get very smoky.
Is that contained?
For now.
Okay.
For now. We also have Jim on the piano. Mm.
I love you, Jim.
He nods.
I'm going to be honest, I can go either way on Jim. Can he hear me?
No.
Okay, good.
No, he can't. He's only plugged into that piano. Which, I told him, don't stop playing. No matter what. Mm. So thank you for being here, boys. I have a question that I'd like to start. Of course, this is an advice show. But I'd like to first ask you a question about advice. You've obviously... Or not obviously, I don't presume to know your life. But I assume, and you know what happens when somebody assumes. I don't know if I can finish it on the radio. You've gotten advice in your life. What's some advice you've gotten that helped you, that sculpted you, that changed you?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Such a good one. Such a thick, good one.
It's a dense question.
That is
thick.
Dense. That's a singularity of a question.
Well, take your time.
I've got to think about the advice I've gotten over the years. There's been a lot.
Well, my great-grandpappy once told me, he was an avid golfer, you see. He said, about the putting game, you know, the short game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most important part of the game, he always said. And he said, putting is just like baking a cake, Wasim. That's my name.
Yes, this is Wasim speaking.
He often called me by that.
This is before the mind went.
He said, putting is just like baking a cake, Wasim. He said, you need eggs.
Mm.
You need bread. You need milk.
Hmm.
In retrospect, he might have been talking about pudding. But I think the advice still stands.
Hmm. I think so. I like to think so.
You do need all those things to make pudding, so I think that was the best piece of advice I've gotten.
Well, either way, that's delicious advice.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And what a pudding he made. Both metaphorically and literally.
I was just thinking of some advice my grandmother gave me when I was very young. She would say, if you eat too much chicken, you'll turn into a chicken. I don't know if it was true, but she would tell me that every time I ate chicken.
Every single time.
She also would say the races shouldn't mix, so I don't know how much I should...
Ooh.
Don't know how much advice I should take from her.
I guess she didn't like dark meat.
No. She might have been talking about the chicken still.
I think so. I'm often talking about chicken. Because I think chicken soup for the soul... It's a book that I'm paid to bring up at least once an episode. I think that's the vibe of this show, right? Chicken soup for the soul?
Does feel, yeah. Rice or noodles for you?
Oh, gotta go with noodles.
Nah.
Yeah.
You?
I love those delicious rice or noodles. Rice-a-roni. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I would go with noodles.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mm.
I didn't bring it up to dissent.
Well, fellas, thank you so much for being. Are you excited to give some of our loyal listeners advice today?
You betcha.
So excited. Level 6 excited.
Level 6 yeah. excited.
Ask me how many levels there are, Dan.
How many levels are there?
Infinite.
Jeez Louise.
So is one really good and it gets worse after that?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the thing about levels is there are so many of them that it's hard to see past a few. You know what I'm saying? In the way that if you're standing on the beach, it looks like it goes on forever, but it doesn't. It looks like it stops.
Yeah.
So it's so interesting, and I know I don't make sense, but stay with me here. How levels can seem so out of our reach. Grasp and reach together.
It's a portmanteau.
It's a portmanteau. Porkmanteau is Whoa. A delicious meal that my grandmother used to make. No chicken. So that was Just Killing Time, sounding like I can give good advice. Did it sound good?
It sounded... Yeah.
You said words.
I certainly did.
You used those words quite well, if I may say.
Fellas, it's so nice to have you here. Look, this is the intro. We're going to get into some wonderful advice here on Advice.
Before I forget...
Oh!
I love you. Love you both. In case I forgot.
You know what? I love you too. And at any point, if you want to interrupt me to tell you you love me, I'll take it. No, I'm serious.
That's beautiful.
Can I be completely honest?
Absolutely.
I'm at a 7.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Oh, jeez.
Could be the fire. Could be the smoke. Could be the piano. Could be the fact that Jonathan right now is stroking my head gently. Could be all those things in concert. But I'm at a 7.
And speaking of concert, we're going to play a song right now, and then we're going to go to commercial. We're going to hear a few ads, and then we're going to be back with some advice. How does that sound?
Delectable.
All right, so here we go. This is a class. By the way, listen to the lyrics on this song, because I think they are very apropos to what I've been speaking about tonight, about love. About love. So here we go. This is a song. We're going to hear some ads, and then we're going to be right back here at Advice by the fireplace. There we go.
What does jazz sound like? Tune into Jazz Island to hear selections, interviews, and live sessions by local Montreal musicians. You can listen on CJLO's 1690 AM every Sunday at noon. Yes, and would you like to know a secret? Jazz Island is actually a planet.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites all world music artists in Canada to participate at the 14th edition of Les Silly Doll. This showcase event is a unique chance to be discovered and to be the recipient of numerous prizes. You have until December 1st to submit your application. Hurry up because places are limited. For more information, visit www.sillydoll.com.
CJLO 1690 AM Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And we're back with advice by the fireplace. It's time to read a letter here. A letter from our listeners. Are you ready for this, boys?
I'm ready.
We have John.
I too. I'm ready.
We have Wasim. And we have me, your host, Dan Lila. Here we go. This is a letter written by Arthur Freckles, all the way from Poke, Montana. So that's great. A lot of listeners there. Here it is. Dear Advice by the Fireplace. One of the hardest things for my wife and I to adjust to since the birth of our son just over a year ago, has been the fact that we haven't been able to go to bars as much as we used to. We should have seen this coming, obviously, but it's been harder than we thought it would be. Now that he's gotten a little older, though, we can distract him with an iPad for at least long enough for my wife and I to enjoy a couple beers in peace. I know people have very mixed feelings about this, but where do you stand on kids in bars? Sincerely, Arthur Freckles from Poke, Montana. How do you feel?
Very common problem. You're not alone, Lars.
Absolutely. Did you say Lars?
Is that his name?
Arthur.
Either way.
Well, you know what?
Lars.
Close.
I had a friend named Lars who had this problem. That could be it.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Whatever your name is.
Let's just call him Mr. Freckles.
Mr. Freckles.
I had a cat named Mr. Freckles, actually.
No relation.
I think there was some.
Oh.
I might have a little bit of advice for our friend Arthur.
Let's hear it.
Now, I'm not Arthur, and therefore I'm not the parents of, you know, Arthur's children.
No, you're not.
Or are you?
Oh,
no,
twist,
he's not. That was
twist.
That was no.
I have the envelope. Let me read it. Jonathan.
Am I the father?
You are not the father.
Okay.
He's dancing right now.
I'm so happy.
He's doing a lot of dancing.
He's saying, y'all don't know me. He's mouthing, y'all don't know me.
In your face, live studio audience.
Oh, yes.
In your face. No, I just think I'm not the parents of Arthur's kids. And so from my point of view, I definitely would not want them in the bar. Just as another patron who potentially might be there.
I see.
I don't want any children near me.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm drinking or otherwise.
I might even extend that to anyone under 28 years old.
Really, yeah. I agree.
That's a very good point that I didn't think about.
Yeah.
From the customer's perspective.
Yeah. Arthur wasn't thinking of that either, was he? Were you, Arthur?
Arthur, you and your selfish wife, you're both selfish.
You should have aborted your child.
Wow.
Stephen.
It's Lars.
That's...
I know I'm being harsh here.
Well, I don't know about that.
We're by a fire, but...
That's true.
I'm just going out on a limb. That's a lesson to you kids out there. Use protection. So you don't have this problem.
Very progressive of you.
Yeah. Not enough.
Suggesting
Lars... Oh, yeah, there's
Lars
not enough people in this world, yeah. Arthur.
Well, that is a problem since the child is already alive.
Yeah, well, there's
hindsight.
Ways around that.
Hindsight.
Well, there are ways around that.
You could always get a sitter.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Maybe drink a couple less beers, save up money for a sitter.
Yeah. Because the other thing is you don't want to see, like, parents, like, just putting screens in front of their kids.
No.
That doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't feel good.
Just looking at the next wave of cybernetic life forms that are going to replace us once our bodies decay and
we return
to the loam.
I'll tell you who it does sound good for. Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, he loves it. He's
classic.
All about it.
He wants every child on a Facebook app.
He certainly does.
Yeah.
He wants their data. You know, he's basically the Riddler from Batman Forever.
You know, that's
same plan.
That's
same
interesting.
Plan.
All these kids on their phones, data is their data.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you mean. And their mama.
And their mama.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, by the way, yo mama.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I do enjoy children. Sometimes I'm at a bar with a few friends. We're drinking red wine, of course. And I find a kid in a bar sort of sweet. They're sort of, it's a little life in this dingy, horrible, dark place that we've all gathered to drink.
Wow.
You know, you can have them, sometimes a kid will dance in a bar, and you can throw coasters at them, and they enjoy it. They think it's fun.
You know what? You've converted me.
Thank you.
I've changed my mind. More
those,
kids in
and those
bars.
Kids often grow up to lead very full and successful lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. People don't know this. I threw coasters at Jacob Tremblay, the child actor from Room, and see where he got.
It's probably because of that.
I think so. I also trapped him in the bathroom, which gave him the inspiration.
Because he wrote it, too.
He wrote. He's a very talented little boy. And, you know, as he grows up, I don't want to hear from him. Stay young.
Yeah.
Jacob.
Yeah. Just like the girl from Little Miss Sunshine. What happened to her?
Abigail. That's what happened to her. Her name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't be successful. You can't be a famous person named... Well, no, I guess that's not true.
Who's the most famous Abigail? That's an interesting question.
Abigail Adams.
First, that's the alphabetically the first one.
I mean, and she's famous for being married to a president. So that's like... Mm. Because I don't know what she... I'm sure she did a lot of cool things, but we didn't talk about her as much in history.
No. No, I don't talk about her ever.
Which is sexism.
You're not wrong. We're all inclusive here on the show. No sexism allowed. I put a sign on the door before we come into the studio. It says, no sexism allowed.
It's a shame sexists mostly can't read.
That's true. You know what? You're right.
You know what?
Is sex allowed?
At the commercial break.
We're all sweating heavily.
Yes.
It's that fire. It's hot.
It's a hot fire. Let's be honest. I think a sitter is an absolute right choice for this. Yeah. You really want to go out? Just get a kid to watch your kid.
Go on Craigslist.
Find
a cheap sitter. You want to save money. Yeah.
Or go to your local liquor store, drink at home.
Yeah.
There's a thought.
Invite some friends over.
And you know something? It's a twofold solution because the more... Like young sitters, you get to sit for your children when you go to the bar. The fewer children there'll be in the bars.
Make your home a bar. Convert your home into a bar.
All of these are brilliant ideas.
How about this? Bar downstairs, daycare upstairs, and then the main floor is just a house.
It's like a metaphor.
A metaflor.
Whoa.
So I think we solved that one.
There you go.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Keep your kid up on the floor, the top floor, and you go downstairs with your friends and people you found in the streets, and you just drink and leave your child unsupervised upstairs with
Suck
all the
on
knives.
That, Lars.
Absolutely. And look, if you want a chicken sandwich, you go down to the main floor. You eat a chicken sandwich.
Don't eat too much chicken, restaurant. Though. Don't eat too much chicken, because you know what happens.
Yeah, you'll turn into one.
I've heard about this.
My grandmother was an ornithologist. She knew what she was talking about.
Orno. Some sort of... Orno Adams? Did you see that comedian documentary? All right, let's move on.
His name is short for Ornithologist Adams.
It is.
Little known fact.
Little known
I
fact.
I see why he shortened it.
Yeah.
And Jerry, short for geriatric.
yeah, of course. Yes.
It's the long word. It's longest word I could think of. Okay. Arthur, I think we solved it. Drink at home, invite your friends, no problem, right? And then on those special occasions, go out to a bar, get a sitter. And on those very special occasions, just don't drink for one night.
Yeah.
You booze hound.
You have a problem, Arthur.
Arthur, Freckles, the whole Freckles family, you got a problem. Write in. I also do, what are they called? Interventions. I was going to say intermissions, which I do as well.
They might do those too.
Yeah. Within the intervention, you want an intermission.
Absolutely.
You can't be intervening for, you know, hours at a time.
Yeah. People go out, they smoke, they talk about how it went.
I don't want to beat up too much on Arthur, because I know he was writing in earnest and he had a serious problem.
That's true.
But you're sick,
but
Arthur.
He also threw his wife under the bus with That's that true. One. Mm. Just like he had to hide behind, my wife wants to go drinking. Arthur, I love you.
You're scum.
But you're a coward.
I love you. You're scum. You're a coward. Let's move on.
That's a coffee mug.
And a t-shirt.
And a tramp stamp.
And a movie.
Wow, cross-platform.
Diversify.
Your bonds.
Synergy. All right, let's go to another. Let's go to another letter. This is coming in from Brie Lime Pie. All the way from Truck Stop, Maryland. So, hello everyone in Maryland. Here is the letter. My cousin is getting married in France this summer, and I didn't get a plus one on the save the date. The wedding is small, but the majority of my family members are paired off, and I really don't want to go it alone. My worst nightmare is being relegated to the kids' table and forced to dance to all the single ladies. I recently started dating a guy I met on Hinge, and it's going well. All signs point to our being pretty serious come spring. Is it okay to ask my cousin if I could bring my significant other? Sincerely, Bree Lime Pie.
Did you say her name was Bree Lime Pie?
This is Bree Lime Pie.
Her name was Lars?
It says Bree Lars, in quotation marks, Lime Pie.
Okay.
Okay.
How do we feel about Bree and her wedding debacle?
Is it... Was that a very low-key sort of plug for Hinge? Because I had never heard of Hinge before, and I feel like...
I'm not going to lie, neither have I. I feel like it's like a rich person dating site or something.
Oh. Well, you got rich listeners.
Ooh, yes we do.
You know, not just in wealth, but in quality of spirit, I like to think.
But mostly in wealth.
Yeah.
Physical.
Well, where it matters.
Wealth. Yeah.
To some of these people out here.
We're not too far from Westmount.
We do not give out our location here at the show. We have some pretty serious fans, and I don't want them meeting me after the show.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Thank you. By the way, please come pick me up from the show. Whoever, if you have a car, come to the studio and pick me up. It's a long walk home.
If you got a spare seat for me as well, that'd be great.
I live close by. I could just walk. I'm fine.
Well, here's the thing. I do think everyone should have a right to a plus one at a wedding, right?
Maybe.
No matter how small the wedding.
How long has she been seeing him? I forget if she mentions that in
I
know they met on Hinge. I don't know if that aspect is important, but she mentioned it. Hinge.
At the latest, they're dating now. I don't know when now is, but in the all signs point to our being pretty serious come spring. So there's at least a few months there.
She's anticipating them staying together long.
So she certainly is. Bree, she wants to be with this boy.
Well, I know we could be on Bree's side, and I know I am. I would want to be able to take a plus one.
Absolutely.
But
I'd give her a plus two if it was up to me.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's just me.
You know what? Plus three.
Okay.
I don't even
care. I see what you're trying to do.
I don't even care.
You're trying to plus one up me.
No, not at all.
Plus four.
John, what are you going to do?
You know what, Wasim?
I'll go to
plus six.
Oh boy.
Jesus Christ.
Can I bring something up here?
Sit.
But before you look, I don't mean to jump the gun here, but can we do this game show style?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get you and your nine closest friends, Bree.
Oh man, yeah.
For an all exclusive vacation at this wedding.
You see what he did there? He plus three'd you. You see that? You low key.
Well, look, we're
plus ten, Bree.
This is what
plus ten.
You know what? Just bring everyone you know. People you meet on the way to the wedding. Take
That's
them.
That's true.
Take them all.
Yeah.
They can't turn you all away. That's how a protest works.
How about tailgating this wedding? Maybe you can't. Maybe 50, 60, 70 people can't get through the front door, but they're not going to get kicked out of the parking lot. You know what I'm saying?
It's a great point.
Thank you.
Let's bring a busload of strangers.
Bring a busload of strangers to this wedding. Bree.
I see this being the wedding of the century. Thanks to Bree.
Bigger than Harry and Meghan, if you ask me.
Yeah, way bigger than that. Who's Harry and Meghan?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, here's the thing. Here's something I also want to say, and this is serious, because I'm a serious man. Directed by the Coens.
Good film.
There's no shame in going to a wedding by yourself, right?
There's a bit of shame.
There's a small amount of shame. There's a little shame. Let's not. We have to give honest advice here.
I think when Beyonce wrote All the Single Ladies, she meant for no shame. Like, she didn't want shame dancing. She wanted joyous single dancing. Which all the single people get for 4 to 5 minutes every wedding. Which is all about pairing off and being with somebody. Mm-hmm. And then you get just a few minutes for all the single people to have a moment, to not be sad.
I agree, but after that, go back to the shame is all I'm saying.
I'm going to say maybe if not shame, minimum embarrassment. There should be at least.
Well, it depends how these people dance.
Have you
seen some of this wedding dancing? It's all thumbs and elbows.
I'll be honest. There's a lot of YouTube rabbit holes I go down. Wedding dancing is not one of them.
I like the ones where the animals escape.
Yeah, those ones are great.
You know what? You know what videos I love? The ones that just, it's a GoPro going down a rabbit hole. I could go down a real rabbit hole watching those all night.
Oh, man. Those are great.
Those are great.
Pretend I'm Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Malice in Wonderland? What do you have against Wonderland? You have malice?
No.
Oh, Alice, I understand. No one's mad at Wonderland.
No.
So what are we doing? What are we deciding on Bree here?
I don't know. Bring everybody?
Tailgate the wedding?
Just go nuts, Bree.
Or just have fun being single. Look, you're going to get tied down to some schmo, to some hairy, aging screw.
And I'm around, Bree. Call me if you want.
I was staring at our guest, Wasim, as I said all those rude words. But you're going to have a lot of weddings with people, with your loved one. Go single. Have some fun.
Yeah, maybe meet someone better than this Hinge guy.
Who else is dancing on the dance floor during all the single ladies? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All I know is there are two places to meet people.
Mm.
Online. And in the ocean. The metaphorical ocean, which is everywhere.
Everywhere. Wow. Mm-hmm. So
that's why they say there's plenty of fish
everywhere
in the ocean.
Everywhere. Yeah. In the ocean.
There's plenty of fish everywhere.
Everywhere. There's fish.
Yeah.
I could get fish right now if I wanted.
Yeah.
It's like it stinks in here. There's so much fish.
You go down to the store, you get some fish. That's get some fish, Bree.
You know, I'm sick of fish. Let's have some chicken for. Oh, wait. No, maybe not chicken.
You know what happens if you eat too much fish?
You turn into a chicken.
You turn into a chicken.
Yeah. If you overeat, you will turn into a chicken. I think that's what it's about. It's not about what you eat.
Well, you are what you eat. Yeah. And there's chicken in everything. It's like corn.
Well, my grandma knew. She was an orthodontist.
Your grandma knew?
Yeah.
That's an odd name for a grandma.
She was an orthopedic surgeon. That's true.
Yeah.
So, Bree, I think we have the answer. Either go alone or bring everyone you know. Nothing in between. Don't bring one. It's zero. It's all or nothing. Let's be honest, Bree. It's all or nothing.
I mean, it would be better if Bree's, you know, family was listening because they would make the decision if she could bring, but...
No.
Would you just...
No, they're not.
Just make sure whether you bring one person, Bree, or whether you bring hundreds.
Thousands.
That you sleep with all of them.
That's true.
All the fish.
That's the only way you find meaning in life, I've found.
Just sleep your way through it.
Just sleep with the fishes.
Sleep with the fishes. You know, that actually reminds me, this is a fascinating topic. And that, I want to get to our next letter before we get to another break here. Because I think it's apropos. Was there one too many po's there?
I
think the police
tell.
Are coming, if you know what I mean by one too many po's.
This is a letter coming in from Sriracha Wednesday, all the way from Vancouver Falls, Alberta. And she titled it, Should I Tell My Children How Turned On I Am by Their Father's Smell? Woohoo. This is a little racy.
Ooh.
So if there's any kids listening, keep listening, because you got to learn sometime. How common is amazing, long-lasting chemistry? I mean the kind where you smell his t-shirt and lose your mind. I know the standard answer is that it's infatuation, wears off in a couple months, etc. But my husband and I have this, and it's been 30 years. Seriously, I bury my face in his chest, get a good whiff, and it's on. And he swears that I never ever smell bad. I just smell more like me, which is hilarious, but I can confirm that his pants agree. Ooh. And now our kids are adults, we're having serious conversations about long-term relationships, and I wonder, should I tell them to hold out for this kind of chemistry? That seems unrealistic, but I'm sad for people who don't have this.
Hmm.
What should I say to them? Sincerely, Sriracha Wednesday.
Can I just say how nice it is that people are writing letters?
Yeah.
You know? It's all email, this, and you know, cellular phones, and...
They had to stamp that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can tell, this was definitely written by a quill.
I could tell from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very clear.
These are gorgeous. So how
that's
do we
quill
feel?
Quill's still clear.
If looks could quill, you know?
Yeah. A penny late, a feather earned. I messed that up.
Well, Penny Lane.
Fool me.
In a pig in a poke.
Guys were spiraling.
Listen, Sriracha, what was the question?
Basically, should I brag to my children about my husband and I's sexual chemistry?
Wow. Once again, I'm not Sriracha's children.
No, you're not.
I am. Hey, Mom.
Oh,
twist.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's weird. Weird way to find out.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. As awkward as it is, parents make love.
I don't want to know about it, though.
Yeah.
No?
I don't like to know that they're having fun.
I mean, I to me, that's very normal.
That kind of fun. They can have fun.
They could get on a roller coaster
or
something.
They could go on a roller coaster. They could go mini golfing.
I just don't want to see it.
They can watch a Turner Classic movie.
That's fun.
But I don't want to know about, you know, horizontal activities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing I know a little too well if you know what I'm talking about.
I mean, not the way I do it, but yeah, fellas.
I do diagonal, but that's because I'm a renegade.
I don't want, yeah.
Well, I...
If my mother told me how much she enjoys my father's smell, I know exactly what I would do.
Yes?
I would smell my father, and regardless of what I thought, I would tell her she's gross and wrong. Because that's the type of kid I was. That's not who I am now.
Well...
I don't think.
She is saying, now that my children are adults in long-term relationships, so... She's talking to a 25-year-old, a 35-year-old.
Okay, that's different.
I think so. Yeah, don't tell your small children.
Yeah, okay. I was picturing like a 6-year-old.
No, these are grown men and
just
women.
Say six.
And that's the thing. Should Sriracha fears that her view of chemistry is unrealistic. Is it? Do you get turned on when you smell your lover?
Oh, well, when I haven't been with the same person for 30 years, but...
I get turned on when I smell John's father.
He smells terrific.
Go on.
That's all natural, by the way.
Is it?
He does use cologne, but only on Sunday.
I find he never smells bad. He just smells more like him.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's amazing how that works.
I think it's wonderful, Sriracha, that you and your husband still have a wonderful chemistry after all these years. But be careful how you tell your kids that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be
some
delicate.
Things that kids don't need to know, you know?
Absolutely. Tell your kids there should be a wonderful chemistry. You should have love and whatever, but maybe don't...
Leave the odors out of it.
Or your... Yeah, talk about their dad's pants in that area.
That was a little bit... That was a little too saucy.
And I'm not going to lie, I did clean it up for radio. That is true.
That is nice.
I changed the word. There was the D word. Which I don't... Look, we're not saying. Jeez. But I cleaned it up because Sriracha was on a tear.
Much like her husband's pants, if you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. You know,
very large.
After he gets a sniff, you bet there's a tear.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I think it's okay. I'm clutching my pearls right now. Pro-clutch. This is a joke my father always told, and I think it fits right now. He would tell me, you know, tight pants are like a cheap hotel. No ballroom.
And with that, we're going to go to break. Okay. This is CJLO 1690 AM Advice by the Fireplace. We're going to hear another song, some ads, and then we're going to come in for the close. Here we go.
Now I know a gal named Sadie Green, the hottest gal.
It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning.
Come on, move!
You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love!
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer, your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
From November 14th to November 24th, one of North America's major documentary film festival will take place.
Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM.
More than 140 documentary films during a 10-day period.
Discussions with passionate filmmakers. Innovative and interactive documentary projects.
Free musical performances every night. And more at the Cinémathèque Québécoise. This November will be where all stories meet. And you? Check out our website at ridm.ca.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal, or Montreal, Quebec, as people love to say. We're back with Advice by the Fireplace. Wasim, John.
Hey.
Are you ready for one last letter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Why not?
I could do one more.
Let me just turn down the music here. That's too loud. This is only our second episode, so if you're listening, you have problems with the levels, with how breathy I am. Sorry. They'll get better.
Write a letter. Why don't you?
Why don't you write a letter? And this is true. Email us. Write us a letter at advicebythefireplace@gmail.com. Gmail.com. Advice by the Fireplace. And this is actually where this letter came from. It's an electronic letter.
Whoa.
This is coming in from Hallie Citrus, writing all the way from Scrunt Lake. So it's nice to hear from her.
Beautiful town.
Good scrunter.
I hope you guys like it. Oh, we have some mic adjustments here. Here we go.
It's just a level from scrunt to back, you know.
Absolutely you do. My 77-year-old father-in-law is an eccentric man. He has always been and probably will always be. He's a former librarian, so he's always been chatty about odd topics. He has quirky hobbies, and he could be a bit argumentative when the topic of conversation turns to certain subjects. His wife died over a decade ago. I find him endearing, but my own family does not. My parents and my older brother absolutely hate to be near him. They find him irritating, and occasionally rude. They keep contact with him to the bare minimum, but are always polite to him. My brother is hosting the holidays this year, and to my surprise, extended an invite to my father-in-law to join us. He asked me to invite him, and also told me to ask him to, quote, be seen and not heard, in so many words. He said that he didn't want to get dragged into, quote, philosophical arguments about nothing, and didn't want him to be, quote, weird. I didn't know what to say. I haven't extended the invite to my father-in-law yet. I just don't know how to say, don't be weird and keep your mouth shut. I don't want him spending the holidays alone. What do you think? Hallie Citrus from Scrunt Lake.
Well, I think I see a little parallel here with Bree. I think I found someone for Bree to take to the wedding.
Oh.
How about Hallie Citrus's her father-in-law?
Father-in-law?
Her eccentric father-in-law.
You meet him, maybe through this, channel, we could get him together and solve... punch two birds in the face.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work...
Right in the beak.
If we can't finagle that, I think, you should have the eccentric father-in-law. Let him come to the family gathering, anyway. Don't... Mainly because I don't know what he's capable of if he was rejected. We don't know what he could do.
He can get into a existential tailspin, it sounds like.
He can get into some trouble. Like, a guy's wife's dead. He's a librarian. I mean, I think we're all thinking it.
I know I am. Let's be honest here. I think the family's being kind of rude.
I agree. There's no love in there.
I mean, they don't want to have philosophical talks about nothing. That's what the holidays are all about.
Food.
Yeah, that's
food.
That's what they're about.
Near diabetic comas.
Yeah.
But right after that. Once you're lying there, your stomach distended, sauce stains on your shirt, drool coming out of your mouth, spit, farts,
just a
burps,
slices of ham
sweat.
Just sticking to the walls from where you threw them,
just chicken grease all over your brow,
gravy just congealing in your chest hair.
I'm hungry.
I'm getting hungry here.
Man.
Yeah,
but
man.
The point is, once you're in that state, philosophical arguments about nothing is what you want.
And who better to have them
with? I would
with?
Love to have an eccentric librarian father-in-law.
God.
Exactly.
We would all kill for this.
They don't know how good they
murder
have it.
For it.
my father-in-law
actually kill.
He's a real
wet
blanket.
I'd commit a small-scale genocide to have a librarian.
Go on.
Father-in-law.
You know what? Chemical warfare unleashed. Just to get 5 minutes alone with him.
Just 5 minutes alone in the holidays. Eat a chicken drumstick. Have a quick conversation. That's all we want.
Yeah.
He's 77. He'll get sleepy. All that turkey, I'm assuming you're eating.
We don't know how many holidays this man has left.
Yeah.
That's true.
And, I mean, I know, you know me, I'm not always the easiest person to get along with.
That's an understatement.
You know, I know I come off as a bit horrible. Strong.
Wasim is rolling on the floor right now, literally.
I know I can come off
nothing
as a bit strong sometimes.
Ever made him laugh this hard.
Yeah.
I know, and, you know, because I have a lot of quirks myself. You know, I'm, you know, interested in, you know...
Beakers.
You know.
Bunsen burners.
Yeah, you know, post-war Czech stop-motion films. And, you know, I always talk about my, you know, my pet Labrador, St. Bernard, named for the saint, not for the animal breed.
Mm. You are dressed like a 77-year-old librarian right now.
Always.
Most of our conversations are about nothing.
Yeah. But, I don't know, I guess for me, I just find that nothing is... the safest thing to talk about in these very political times.
Trying times, they are. Trying.
Don't even get me started.
Yes.
Politics? Yeah. We only have a few minutes left.
Does this guy talk politics, or is it just nothing? Because if it's just philosophical nothingness, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's what the Greeks did in their spare time for years, centuries.
I'm not going to lie.
Does anyone talk, you know?
What was her name again? I'm blanking on her name.
Sri Lanka?
Lars, I believe.
Oh, this was Halle Citrus.
Halle Citrus.
Not Halle Berry.
Halle Citrus.
Halle Citrus. Just in case anyone didn't understand that joke. Joke is a strong word. I think her family sounds boring.
What do you mean, joke?
excuse me, nothing. No, be honest, though. I think this family, I mean, this sounds like the most interesting person in the family.
Yeah.
Hallie seems interesting, but she's married into it. She's feeling a connect with the only other interesting person in the family. I say, invite, how do you feel about this? Invite him.
Yes.
Don't mention to keep his mouth shut. Tell him to let his freak flag fly. Another F words that we can't name on the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just hang out with him all holidays, you know? You don't want to talk to your boring, mean husband.
Yeah, she'll learn her lesson.
Not sure what that's referring to necessarily, but a lesson will be learned, that's for sure.
By all of us.
Yeah, I'm against censorship. Don't tell the man he can't talk, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Freedom of speech. Let him get in there and...
let's get crazy and philosophical, you know?
Let him deny, you know...
how much chicken? At what point do you become one? Like, how much is too much?
Yes. It goes back to that question.
These are the types.
The chicken.
Yeah.
Or the
egg.
Or
the
you.
Egg.
Are you a chicken?
My grandmother, the Archaeopteryx, you know?
She was...
she wore many hats.
Oh, yeah.
Many hats.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm offended on this librarian's behalf.
Yeah, same.
Have your own Thanksgiving library. Go to the library with your librarian friends. Eat a book of turkey.
Eat a couple. Go nuts.
A book?
Well, they're librarians, so that's what they have on hand.
You think they eat books?
I mean, if there's a turkey on the cover.
I guess that makes sense.
That would make me hungry.
That shakes out.
And then like a dessert book for dessert. And then a book about cocktails to sip.
Yeah, sip on some pages.
Sip on some pages.
Sip on some pages.
You know, if this is the librarian lifestyle, I'm beginning more and more to understand, you know, her family.
This is the librarian lifestyle.
I don't know if I'd want this lunatic running around in my house. Eating books.
Well,
pulling them
there.
Off the shelves, just ripping like mouthfuls of pages out with his teeth.
He could eat them gently and delicately. You don't know.
I don't see him doing it that way.
I don't see him
doing
it either.
It's hard to get a book down slowly.
Yeah.
A lot of...
Where's your homework? My grandpa ate it. You know? That's going to happen.
But I got some leftovers here and some Tupperware because he didn't finish it.
Classic grandpa.
Tiny stomach, big mouth.
Yeah. Messy stool. Messy stool because of all the roughage.
Messy stool. I'm assuming the one he sits on because that's nice and PG for the radio.
Let's go with that one then.
Yeah, that one.
If he's wearing a diaper, he is sitting in a stool. You know what I'm saying? Wasim's rolling on the floor again. He really enjoys a laugh, Wasim.
I love a good laugh.
Oh, boy.
We're coming in for the close here, fellas. I want to sincerely say thank you for being here. I can't thank you enough. The show is still a mess. We're still learning, but it means so much for you to be here and share your truth with us.
Honestly,
loved being here.
I do this for the pleasure and the money. Mm. The money's good, not going to lie.
You're getting paid?
$1,000.
Yes.
What?
I must have brought a payment of some kind to you, didn't I?
I don't think you did.
I could have sworn I did.
So I'm doing this. So I am getting paid then.
I thought we had a Facebook deal.
So it's going to happen, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be transferred a sum of money.
You're
going to
be transferred out of this room if you don't.
You know something? I might have a letter of my own to write next week.
Ooh, I would love that. Send them in to advicebythefireplace@gmail.com. Fellas, thank you again for being here.
What a treat.
Love you, Daniel.
Love you, Wasim.
Love
both of you.
Love you, Jim. I don't care what anyone says.
What love level are we at right now?
I'm going to say it. I know you guys are thinking I'm not going to say 9.
Level 9 love.
That's right.
Nothing's higher than 9 love.
It used to be 6, now it's 9. Put those two together.
What do you get? We'll have quite a time. 96.
Well, 9 love. What are we playing tennis here? Speaking of tennis, thank you so much for being here, fellas.
Deuce,
we have to go drop one. I want to say thank you to Corey Gandahl for his incredible theme song. I want to thank CJLO for letting us do this nonsense. Allison and the crew. I want to thank you for listening. Each and every one of you. Each and every one of you listening. If you made it this far, God bless you. And do you have a halfpenny? Because a regular one will do. Thanks for listening. This has been Advice by the Fireplace on CJLO 1690. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Caring is sharing your heart's desires in conversations by the fire with Delilah Carey.